Earnhardt on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you all for joining me. I'm filling in for Jay this whole week. Really excited to talk to you. We have so much to talk about. We've got the evil ads by John McCain. We've got sexual assault in the military, where the Bush administration's Department of Defense is ordering the woman in charge of sexual assault investigation at the DOD not to testify, despite the fact that there are women who are allegedly being murdered as well as raped in the military. It's appalling. It's awful. And we all need to look at this. We do. I mean, there are so many things that need changing. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but even as a talk show host, sometimes, and I'm pretty opinionated, and I have my strong areas of interest, and sometimes I feel like my head is spinning. You may feel the same way. Sometimes I think, where are we going to go now? What do we do? How do we know this? I mean, one of the biggest decisions, though, we're still in the lull. It seems like this presidential election has been going on forever. But I think part of the reason that we're all a little tired and weary, perhaps, and don't know, is because there's so much facing us. Think about it. This country was on pretty good footing and pretty optimistic when George W. Bush took over. We had a horrible impeachment trial, which in the face of it, doesn't it look like it was laughable? You know, really, I mark the changes in this country, where we went down to hell, was when Ronald Reagan came into office and made government sound like it was evil and bad, and began to dismantle the very systems that had held us together in the first place. That's not even to go after him for trying to dismantle unions, which he did a pretty good job of. You know, and if you don't think unions are important, just look at the articles that came out last week about the horror show at that kosher butcher and rendering plant in Iowa, where the workers, the illegal workers who were there, some of them were 16, 14 years old, working 17-hour days. First of all, the owners should be ashamed of themselves and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But, you know, we still have slavery in this country, apparently. We still have indentured servitude. I mean, there are so... I look at the paper sometimes, and I sit and I think, what shall I talk to people about? And I look at it and I say, okay, I could talk about how the economy is personally affecting you. I could talk about sexual assault in the military. I could talk about who should be vice president, because that really is one of the ways that Barack Obama will tell us about his ability to judge. We could talk about the occupation and ongoing war in Afghanistan, the occupation of Iraq, how little it's worked. You know, all these people who go, wow, why wouldn't you say the surge worked? Because it's still a mess. It is a fragile coalition now. Who knows whether it's going to work? Once we stop paying them, do you think that's going to keep working? And why, oh, why, oh, why are we allowing people like the people in charge of the privatization of our military, the Kellogg Brown and Roots, the Blackwaters, the people who are absolutely disinterested in anything we have to say in terms of rights of people and of paying and allowing the military to do its job without interference from people who build showers like Kellogg Brown and Root that are so badly built and so badly done, they actually electrocute sailors. Electrocute them. How sad is that? 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about any and all of these topics. But I also, I have on my list of things to talk to you about this week is, what's more important to you? What is more important to you? How is this change important to you? What is going on in terms of this? What do you want for your country? Do you want energy reform right away? Do you really want drilling right away when we could be busy building infrastructure? Do you really want drilling right away when we could build transmission lines that, as the governor of Montana says, have energy from sea to shining sea? If you've never been inspired, listen to Brian Schweitzer of Montana. See, and after a while, with all the horror show stories coming out about the economy, with everything happening, sooner or later, I have to plug myself in and say to myself, okay, where do I find glimmers of hope? And perhaps I find glimmers of hope in the sexual assault story, not much. But Congressman Shays, who seems to be a decent fellow, actually standing up for women in the military, good for him, and he always does. You know, and he's a Republican. He's not right wing. He's the old fashioned kind of Republican, a kind that has been almost virtually eliminated by people like Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich was also a sign that things were going to be worse, because with his contract on America, he set up this terrible, nasty, mean-spirited partisanship. Because even under Ronald Reagan, Dole was still able to hammer out a bipartisan agreement with the Democrats about how to reform Social Security. But those days are ended. And so do we have a new spirit of bipartisanship? Well, I want people who can work together without selling out. You know, and the problem is when you've got people like Mitch McConnell dragging his feet in the Senate with the Democrats having virtually no majority, because it is such a slim majority. That's why you haven't seen massive reform. That's why you haven't seen these bills that have been passing the House to change the way our country is being run get anywhere. Nancy Pelosi deserves some criticism, I think, on a couple of scores. Why she said she wouldn't impeach, I'll never know. That was like blatant power lust, I think. But it's just sad that we can't get anything done anymore because everybody's retreated to their own sides. However, I'm enough of a partisan that I want them to pay. I do. I want them to pay. I am tired of them. I cannot brook any more of this nonsense. It's really sad. I mean, I want to see Harriet Myers frog marched into the House of into the Congress. I want to see them have to testify. I want Karl Rove brought up on contempt charges. I want it to go to the fullest extent of the law. And if they have to go to jail, oh well. 303-713-7600. And on the other hand, I want to get after energy reform. I want to get after Social Security reform. I want to make sure that we all have health care that works for us rather than for giant corporations and insurance companies. That's what I'd really like. I mean, when hospitals are allowed to dump people because they're poor out on either the streets of Los Angeles or fly them home to Guatemala when they're wounded in a car accident up here. You know, I understand illegal immigration, people should come to this country and be legal, ideally. But the reality is people won't take the jobs or else employers won't pay the kind of wages. People go into business who aren't well enough capitalized to hire their workers. That's part of the problem. But once they're here, or to take our own people and say, I'm sorry, you can't pay, so I'm dumping you on the streets of Los Angeles with an infection so that you'll die and get out of my way. That sounds like Dickens to me. That sounds like Charles Dickens should be back and writing about this. It's 8:16 in the morning. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on Colorado's Progressive Talk for Jay Marvin. The number to call is 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear from you about what is your priority. If you were at the convention's been hammered out now, the convention platform, what of those planks is your important one? Which one resonates with you? I'm stepping on so many of them, I can hear the wood echo in my head. I want everything to be handled. But you may have a different view. Maybe there's a passionate... there's so much to do. I feel a lot of it is equally important. But you may... Let's take your top three. I'll think about my top three during the break, and we'll come back, because mine changes from day to day, too, I think. 8:16, I'm Erin Hart. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. Time for traffic with John Turk. Erin Hart filling in. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Thank you all for joining me on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. Whoops. I almost said progressive. Oops. I know that really annoys one of our listeners. I don't want to do that. I want to hear from you. What concerns you most? I was thinking about it. I think it's the economy. I do. I think that's my number one. My second is the war clipped closely by my health insurance, which I just figured out last night was costing me more than I can probably afford. And I'm probably going to have to downgrade my health insurance too. Yo, Eric in Arvada, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Aaron. Those are a couple of pretty good priorities. And I think every single one of us as a voter has to address the same thing. But as far as my top priority, I believe that, honestly, getting the nation to accept the fact that the war on terror is not so much a matter of invading countries as it is, and you hate to use this term, police action, because they're able to throw that on you so well.
You know, I think it's you know what I'd like to say instead, Eric, is it's an international intelligence operation.
Okay, that works. Whatever the word usage is, is good for me.
Yeah, think Interpol.
My feeling about that is that once we do get this under control, once we are able to stop the saber rattling with Iran, because that drives up the price of oil, and there's no accident that they saber rattle. It drives up the price. The speculators are able to work with it, and the profits go higher for the oil. There's no question also that there is a war on terror going on, because there are people out there that have those extremist feelings, and they do have the means to hit every now and then. But once we get that under control, I believe that the economy is going to turn around, because we can start doing other things. And second on my priority list dovetails right into that. We'll get our energy prices down, and we will start exploring the alternatives, because we'll have the money to do it, and we'll be able to do the infrastructure as well. But I think it all hinges. The linchpin is exposing this war on terror that the Bush administration calls it for what it is, a simple shell game.
I think it's been war profiteering, too.
Sure.
I think that's a huge part of it. I really
Absolutely.
Do.
And, you know, some people felt it from day one. When these people took over, this was what it was all about.
Right.
And 9/11 was simply an excuse to hit that engine full throttle.
You know, I think so, too. And one of the things that I think is that we have to get, that's one reason why, even though I think we have so many different priorities that we need to address, that we do have to investigate and show how this happened. You know, didn't Harry Truman hold hearings on the war profiteering of World War II? And that was a just war. So, you know, we've got to figure out, and we also need to take a deep and serious look at the privatization of our military and what that really, really means.
I believe that their thought was, once they got the Iraqis to sign that hydrocarbon law, that they could get everybody out other than the contractors out of there. But that never happened for them.
How could they not see Iran coming at them? How could they not see that this would strengthen Iran? Because I don't know about you, but I was one of the ones wailing on that one in 2003. I mean, and I'm no genius. I just read a lot. You know what I mean? I read a lot, and I read widely, and I read European papers as well as Middle Eastern papers. And I was reading, I was going, you know, a lot of people aren't behind this war for very good reasons. Up to and including the fact that there are probably not any weapons of mass destruction. But one of the big reasons is it might strengthen the hands of Iran. And I know there were some particularly Israelis who thought that it wouldn't. But they were, you know, nutty. I'm sorry. The reality is what we basically did was we weakened Iraq. We strengthened Iran. We probably turned Iraq from a Sunni into a Shiite nation. Which may be fair, because there are more Shiites than Sunni, and they were definitely oppressed. But, you know, we remade the map. To what purpose? Now, Afghanistan, I've always been able to understand. Afghanistan was not hard for me, but now we're letting the Taliban go back in there. We just accused the ISI, the notorious and nefarious intelligence of the Pakistanis, of helping to perpetrate terrorist attacks in possibly India, and definitely within the borders of Waziristan. These guys are crazy.
Yeah, I fully agree.
I mean, if not criminal, and they think Democrats couldn't do a better job, blindfolded with three hands tied behind my back, we could do a better job.
Well, I can tell you this. I think that Obama presents a real problem for them, because when he took the bait and The trip to Europe went so well, it absolutely quashed their thoughts that they were going to be able to use mistakes he made overseas as scream moments. Remember the scream, Howard Dean? Scream moments all the way through the election. He
Yes.
completely quashed that. He destroyed it. Now they have to hit at a different angle. And this is a real challenge for them. But their machine is the most formidable propaganda machine ever assembled. And they are doing a good job of turning his strengths into weaknesses. And we're just going to have to keep on going here.
Have to keep on keeping on, and don't believe them. And I think that's part of the part of what's going for us is the fact that they have lied so much. They're like, they're like the boy who cried wolf.
You hope so, Aaron. But I mean, you hope so. But when there are 400 and some people out there on syndicated radio and all over the country that are
telling the
same message from dawn till dusk.
Yeah, I'd like some of them to shove over and let me have a whack again at a full-time microphone.
There's a lot of money in that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Well, I don't need a lot of money necessarily. I just want my microphone back. It's 8:26. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin's off this week. I have the pleasure of filling in for you. We'd love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. Ben in Denver, what's up? What concerns you most, Ben?
Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Ben.
Hi. I just want to tell you I've missed you on radio over the last few years. I used to listen to you a lot.
Well, thank you, my friend. That's
and nice I'm glad
know.
You're filling in.
Me too.
And I want to know, I heard you the other day say that you are going to be working on TV. And I want to know more about that.
Oh, I don't know if I said I was going to be working on TV. I said I've always been beating the bushes. I've been working for a documentary filmmaker, but I had a plan for a documentary, but you need a whale of a lot of money to get that off the ground. I'm still working on some things that may come to fruition. We'll see. I've learned a sober truth, though, about the economy and the way it's working and what people will give to and what they won't. But it's an interesting time, you know. I've always been reluctant just to broadcast solely on the internet. Maybe some people, if they've ever done that, just because I like to eat and this is my profession, not my hobby. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I need to work to eat. So whatever way. But I've always been a storyteller, and I always will be a storyteller. Sometimes I'm on TV. You may have heard me refer to the fact that sometimes I'm asked to be on TV to be a talking head.
Okay.
Because my head talks as well as everything else.
Any particular station?
Actually, I've been on MSNBC, Fox, and CNN, but mostly lately Fox, of all people.
Okay.
One time they kept putting me on first so that I couldn't have the last word, and I finally nailed them. I said, you know, you guys never let me talk last. And the last time that I did, it's time before last, they actually let me go last, which I was stunned by.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope to see you sometime on TV, and I hope that you will continue to fill in on radio.
Well, me too. Actually, I'd love a full-time gig on radio, and I keep trying. You know, you never know. You just have to keep sticking your face out, hit at the right time at the right place, you know, because it's a tough business and there aren't that many slots, but, you know, especially for progressives. But, you know, you just keep throwing it out there, and sooner or later somebody hires you.
Well, I hope it happens for you.
Thank you.
Because I like to listen to you.
Thank you very much.
And I won't say a lot about your questions, but the economy is the biggest thing. And I'm actually right out in front of my door at work, and I have to go in.
Okay.
But the economy is the biggest thing, and I think we need to get out of Iraq because it really is draining the economy. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you.
And I knew from the beginning why it was being done.
Yeah.
It was being done just to make sure that we could get in there and establish a regime where we could control the oil.
Well, and what's hilarious, yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about controlling the oil coming up. Obama campaign put out a paper last week that was pretty interesting on just how much they've saved us by doing that. Thank you so much. It's 8:30 in the morning, and thanks for your good wishes, Ben. I appreciate them from your mouth to God's ears. 303-713-7600. The Obama campaign last week put out a a paper about how much ExxonMobil has made. $11.6 billion in quarterly profits, largest quarterly profit ever by any corporation in history. And it pointed out that Colorado families now spend $601 more dollars on gasoline in the last 3 months, April through June 2008, than when Bush took office in April of that's $200 a month. $200 a month. In the same period, April-June 2001. And since Bush took office, Colorado families have seen their incomes fall by $783 in inflation-adjusted dollars. So despite a total of $44 billion, you heard me correctly, that's with a big B, $44 billion in profits reaped by oil companies over this quarter, they're poised to do even better under John McCain. Because under McCain's plan, the five largest oil companies would get $4 billion in new tax breaks. Now I ask you, do they really need new tax breaks? Do they really need more money lining? I mean, just how greedy do you have to be? I like making good money. I'm a capitalist oink like everybody else. But you know what? I don't need to make $23 million a year. I'm pretty smart. I really don't think any corporate CEO deserves to make $23 million a year. I don't. 303-713-7600. Maybe if they had more of a vested interest in improving the circumstances for their employees, who, after all, without them, they are literally nothing.
Yeah, Aaron, how about that guy from Citadel who makes, well, I can't think of his name. What's their stock worth? About a dollar, and he's making $11 million a year.
$11 million a year. I know. That was John Turk, by the way, who's coming up with traffic. It's 8:32. This is Colorado's Progressive Talk. Stand by for John Turk, who's coming up next to let us know how things are going on our highways. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Love to work. Fill in part-time, full-time, whatever. I love doing talk radio. I hope you love listening, too. It's 8:36 in the morning. We'll be getting to your phone calls coming right up here. So far on the table, we have what's most important to you. Is it the economy? Because we're smart. They're stupid. It's the economy, stupid. It's also the war and the occupation, willy-nilly. It's also war profiteering. It's rape in the military. It's health insurance. It's mortgages. It's a lot. So I'm wondering how you keep from staying overwhelmed and too hot in this heat. It's going to be probably another record-breaking day today, the 23rd in a row. It's 8:37 in the morning. Also, if you didn't catch Bob Herbert's fine editorial in the New York Times on Saturday called Running While Black, I'll be talking about that coming up, too. It echoed a lot of thoughts I've been having about those infamous ads. Carlos in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining me on Jay's show.
How's it going? How you doing?
Pretty swell. I'm great. You?
I'm
great. It's everything else that sucks.
That's true. My main three concerns goes right down to the heat you were just talking about. The environment, I think, is the absolute biggest thing we need to worry about overall for future generations. I mean, the economy is in the tank, and that's terrible, but the environment is, I think, number one, something we need to put in the forefront, followed by alternative energy, and followed by that by a global peace initiative.
All sounds good to me. Global peace sounds excellent. Now, what would you do with the environment first, and are you disappointed that Barack Obama is coming more to the middle about offshore drilling, particularly off the East Coast, the lower East Coast, Virginia, Carolinas, Georgia, and the Gulf? He's going along with a proposal made by the so-called Gang of Ten in Congress.
I am disappointed, but I understand that you got to play the game. And, you know, that's kind of where it comes down to. But I think that, with the gas prices, I'm happy they're so high because it means eventually it's forcing us to actually look for the alternative energy if we're on the right path.
You know what else it's doing under the law of unintended consequences? Apparently it's limiting the reach of globalization and is driving some corporations back to the United States because it's so expensive for them to ship anymore.
I like that.
I like that, too. I was reading that today, and I was like, I hate to cheer, but, you know, on the other hand, let's see, a furniture company, IKEA came back, Lazy Boy decided to amp up its production in North Carolina. I was like, heck yeah.
there's some silver lining here, but it's still, you know, it is hurting everyone in the, like at least locally here. But it's, I mean, I think ultimately it's going to make us fend for ourselves.
Yeah, but Colorado can be and has several companies who are trying to be at the vanguard of energy production. You know, we just do. And, oh, that reminds me, I have to post some links that I got last week from some folks who are trying to develop different strategies in terms of energy reproduction. And, you know, one of the things, or production rather than reproduction, but anyhow, the we could be at the vanguard and are at wind energy, at solar panels, at all kinds of stuff. I mean, this kind of excitement also existed. You know, everybody made fun of Jimmy Carter for trying to, but, you know, you used to be able to get tax deduction. I just talked to a friend of mine who was having to renovate her house, and she said, you know, we're having to replace the solar panels. She said, but I used to get good tax deductions for this stuff. Where are those? I mean, you know, there used to be an incentive to be smart.
And they should come back.
Yeah. You know, I think they still have to be re-upped. But every state in the union, and we should have a massive federal project, don't you think, to create transmission lines, because we need new ones anyway. The electricity in this country, the infrastructure is in the dumpster. So let's bury the lines. Let's do whatever it takes to be smart. But let's get the transmission ability to get electricity from sea to shining sea. I mean, if Eisenhower could build the interstates, we can build a grid of electricity, can't we?
I think we can.
I do, too. I'm fired up, ready to go. It's like, where do I sign in up, you know? It's
show
like,
me
how do I
I'm
help?
There. Show me where to go.
I know. It's like, show me where to go. Give me a tax deduction. I've already done it. I've already run out of tax breaks to take for my house, pretty much. I have new energy-efficient hot water heaters. Is my, you know, refrigerator crapped out? I bought an Energy Star one. Now I'm thinking about, you know, I've got my free shower head from the utility here. And I'm using, you know, the 1.6 or 1.7 rather than 2.3 gallons of water every minute I take a shower. You know, I'm doing everything I can. I need to put solar panels up. But, man, I want a tax deduction. I want some help. You know, what I really want to do is move back to Colorado and put a 17-foot wind turbine in my backyard. That's what
Talking to my wife about that, actually.
You know, they're like $635, and I've got an email out to the guy whose company knows about him, but he's on his honeymoon at the moment, so I can't really reach him. But wouldn't that be groovy? And then the beauty of it is, if you get a plug-in hybrid, you can literally charge up your car at night and get paid to charge up your car because you're feeding back electricity into the system. There's whole ways to work this out to make it better. Pardon?
That's more along the lines of what we should all be kind of getting into.
Absolutely. I mean, have you ever heard the governor of – see, he's my choice for vice president. You ask me who I want to be. Brush-cut, organic farmer, environmental amazement, Governor Brian Schweitzer of Montana. I wish they had 90 electoral college votes. He'd be vice president tomorrow. It'd be great. But he's wonderful. If you ever get a chance to hear him be interviewed or speak, he's often on the Ed Schultz show. I just think he's a hoot. He's the best. He's fired up. He said the other day, he said, all we have to need is the infrastructure. We just get it going. We get that wind tunnel going in the middle of the country, sending electricity out to every state in the union. It's like, yeah.
I'm going to look him up today.
He's great, Carlos. Look him up. Governor of Montana. He has a border collie, which makes him a fan of my book, but he makes me a fan. But he also, he's an organic farmer. Gets up every day at 4:30 in the morning. Talks very bluntly and plainly. Hilarious. I like him a lot. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Okay, we both, see, Carlos and I want a 17-foot high turbine in our backyards. And if you don't want it in your backyard, tough. We need to save our energy. It's 8:43. Time to talk to you, Chuck in Denver. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Chuck.
How are you this morning?
I'm fired up.
My hair, so am I. When you mentioned Exxon, ugh. I mean, my hair stood up like a Brillo pad.
Isn't that just?
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Exxon in regards to the Alaska fishermen.
Disgusting.
You know, it was.
Which is exactly why, we want to drill in Anwar. Why? Our courts don't even support the environment.
Well, the thing is that this happened 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Exxon settled immediately with the state of Alaska and the food processors.
Yeah.
They didn't settle with the fishermen, so they've got 18 years of court costs. They have 6,000 of the claimants have died.
Mm.
The they went to the Supreme Court with a maritime law, which I believe they should have used from day one. And the maritime law absolved them of any responsibility. That law was probably written when they didn't have super tankers and
right.
the hazardous they carry now.
Sure.
They devastated the fishing so much up there that there was an exodus of people out of Alaska, school teachers and other people, because the economy just went, you know, flat.
Yeah.
You know, and the herring fishing has never returned in Prince William Sound.
That's true.
The herring are back, but they have a disease that Norway had the same experience when they had an oil spill. So that one fishery has not come back.
Now, why do these people always say, oh, drill, 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 so much so that Barack Obama had to tack to the middle?
Yeah, I can't
why
understand
the hell,
that.
Why do people believe that? They always believe it's like, and John McCain's been feeding them, too. There's an article in The New Yorker today about how John McCain, still perpetrating all those, you know, the so-called straight talker, is lying his face off in terms of our energy. I mean, trying to give people a gas tax holiday was
yeah.
a ridiculous false promise.
It is.
So is oil drilling. It's all insane. But they're like, you know, oh, yeah, let's take the easy road out. Well, you know what? This isn't going to be easy.
No, it won't.
But it doesn't have to be supremely handicapped by the fact that our Congress can't seem to get anything done. So apparently what we're going to have to do, I like balanced government when they can work together, but since they can't, let's go for a Democratic majority. Do you think we're going to be any worse? I don't. At least we'll be able to get some bills passed and try them and see.
Well, you know, just like Bill Moyer's program on last week about the corruption through a gas service company in Alaska involving the government up there,
Ted
and
Stevens.
The people in Washington along with it.
Oh, yeah.
You
Ted
know.
Stevens, who wanted to be tried in Alaska. It's like, no thanks, Ted.
Yeah.
Uncle Ted, we're gonna try you in Maryland or wherever they're trying him, Virginia or D.C., wherever they're trying.
Well, what I
fine,
would like
try
to see
him there.
I think Lisa Murkowski would like to, is figuring out a way to introduce a bill. The Senate can set aside the Supreme Court ruling and put it in favor of the fishermen.
Good.
The fishermen, I think, of 20 years, they're going to give them a $15,000 settlement. I mean, that will have to pay the legal fees and everything else, but it's just a crime that these companies can do these things.
I know.
And, you know, I just can't understand why they could go back to a law that was, you know, maritime law that was passed years ago and absolve them of any responsibility.
Well, and you know, on Mario's show last week, people were going, well, oil drilling, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Just read the articles about spillage. But, you know, if you don't believe me, go out to the west coast of Florida, or rather east coast of Florida.
Yeah.
Go and walk on the beach there. You know, go see the space, you know, NASA and everything else while you're there. But go walk on the beach in mid-Florida, and you'll come back, and your feet will have little dots of tar on it. You know, and big ones, too, big
yeah.
sloppy glops of tar. And I looked at my dad, and I said, what is this? He goes, it's oil from the tankers that sank off here in World War II.
Oh, yeah,
I was like,
right.
What? And, you know, but anybody who thinks that oil goes away or magically dissipates or it really isn't that
no.
bad of a problem should just live where there's an oil spill and go out and try to clean a few birds.
Well, that's like those tankers. All of the hydrocarbons, that all that went down clear to the seabed, even devastated the shrimp and the bottom fish
and the krill
up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. It's just a shame. I would like to see that a bill come forward and the Senate put that aside in ruling in favor of the fishermen.
Well, that's probably not going to be a giant priority, but in my book, fine. As a matter of fact, we ought to take the fines that Ted Stevens has to pay and pay it to them, the jury.
Yes, really. I should say so.
His house isn't even that nice. Have you seen it was described? It's
yeah,
like,
I know.
Man, you spent $250,000 and you didn't even do a good job?
Yeah.
Man, you're going to rip us off. You might as well, get a good
remodel. You know, they said
remodel.
They would do away with earmarks on the bills, and that's still going on.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
never be, you know, taken away from
well,
somebody.
Not as long as we like to eat the pork. That's
right.
Part of the problem.
I know.
Well,
anyhow, I just, you know, the settlements like that get put aside, and now the fishermen this year are paying a premium for fuel, and I see even the fishermen in Washington, the tuna fishermen, said unless the canneries raise their price, they may
they're
not
gonna
even
be gone.
Fish. Because
and they've almost eliminated crab fish. It's terrible. I know. Thank you so much for your call. It's 303-713-7600. You know, limited oil drilling going on. It's all really frightening. It's just nutty. It's just scary. We need to think about this. We need to talk about it. What's your priority? John McCain still tiding solutions for the 19th century and the 21st. Can we come into the 21st century now? You know, Jimmy Carter told the American people in the 70s that we needed to get off foreign oil, and we have done nothing but become more addicted to it. He said we needed to go for solar and energy, and even he liked nuclear okay, because I guess he'd been aboard a submarine. I don't, because it has no brakes. But, you know, I'm not going to necessarily win every day. We need to get off oil now, yesterday. Plugging your ears and singing and going back and driving things like SUVs and giant honking cars isn't going to work. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Jay Marvin's show. More of your phone calls coming right up after traffic with John Turk on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. I'm laughing because I'm rereading Bob Herbert's column called Running While Back, While Black. I was reminded of it by Randy's promo where she said, gee, I wonder when Britney in Paris got, you know, taught at the Harvard Law, I mean, at the Chicago Law School, or got there, were editor of the Harvard Law Review, or when they were a community activist in Chicago, or, hey, a senator from Illinois. Gee, I wonder why, if you have a black man running for high public office, say Barack Obama or Harold Ford, that was an infamous ad, wasn't it? The opposition feels compelled to run low-life political ads featuring tacky, sexually provocative white women who have no connection whatsoever to the black male candidates. Yeah, gee, I wonder why. And Herbert is unsparing. Spare me. Any more drivel about the high-mindedness of John McCain. You knew something was up back in March when the first ad of his general campaign, Mr. McCain had himself touted as the American president's Americans have been waiting for. Well, you know what? This American does not want you, John McCain. Thanks anyway. I'll take a pass. Bill in Longmont, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
There I am.
Hello.
You mentioned Brian Schweitzer. He's always been, for the last couple of years, he's always been my pick for keynote speaker at the convention.
Oh, what a great choice. What a great choice. He would be fabulous. He would be the best.
Yes, he would.
Oh, I hope he's the keynote.
Who do you write and suggest it? I'm sure they've got it picked already.
Oh, go to Barack Obama. Go to BarackObama.com. See, I don't know. They probably got it picked, but gosh, he'd be great.
Wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish somebody would make these points about the drilling. That, A, we don't have the refineries. You know, the refineries are running at capacity, and it's not, and the oil companies aren't pushing to get some regulations lifted to build any new ones.
B, they have $68 million worth of leases and 20 more million acres under permission to use it through their federal land granted to them by Congress, which they aren't touching,
and which have been already proven to hold, you know, many million barrels of oil,
and that most of the oil wells that they've dug in the American West, particularly in the Rocky Mountain states, have produced wait for it, natural gas. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then you know, it's about a fourth, only about a fourth of what they have already gotten rights to an offshore drilling, they're even drilling on, and those have also been shown geologically to hold oil.
You know, I've watched for it, because I've watched for a coherent explanation, like it's impossible to drill it, or gosh, those areas are difficult. I haven't heard them come out with any excuses, and you know the American Petroleum Institute is really good at hopping on all this stuff. So why aren't they coming back and saying, oh yeah, we haven't used it because...
You're not hearing it. Uh-huh. And the final thing is, they want to focus in the ANWR debate. They want to focus on ANWR. Oh, it's remote. Oh, nobody goes there. Oh, it's just a little bit. Oh, it won't affect anything. The Caribou will be fine, etc. What they don't want to focus on is that ANWR isn't about ANWR. It's about the precedent. If you can get the clearance to drill there, it will make it so much easier to drill on to exploit any public lands anywhere. You want geothermal in Yellowstone. You want timbering in Sequoia. You want whatever you can get in the Everglades. You want a gravel mine in Rocky Mountain.
Strip mining. Strip mining will be back and ready to party. Yeah, they'll blow the tops off every mountaintop from sea to shining sea if they get a freaking chance. Yeah, that's the problem. You're absolutely right. And the other one is that if we start selling our souls every time something hits us upside the head, well, we already started that with the Iraq conflict. Look what happened. I mean, they just absolutely sold the U.S. military down the river, and it's been horrible ever since. Read that article in the Sunday Times, by the way. It's really pretty devastating. Thank you, Bill. We'll be back with you, Arthur, in Centennial. Hang in. We're running to the end of the hour, though, and I do want to tell you what we're going to be talking about coming up. We'll talk about everything we've talked about, pretty much. That and bicyclists. Do they annoy you? Do they drive you crazy? They drive me crazy. Coming up on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.